Thank you for the talk. I mean, it was a fairly long one, and we had two very distinct parts, one which dealt with a philosophy of Libre Allel software, and then the application, obviously, of Bisos. So thank you so much for the presentation. Before we get started with the question, and for the record, we have about 14 minutes of question time. Is there anything that was that you'd like to add on top of your presentation, something that perhaps would not have fit in the actual presentation format?
Sure, but prior to that, félicitations à toutes les Français pour le rouvrir de Notre-Dame.
Thank you. I'll say thank you because I'm a Francophone and I'm also French, but okay.
A few things have come up in various other talks that kind of EmacsConf 2024 talks that kind of dovetail with what I was saying. One idea was Peter Prevost's observation of working with Emacs versus working on Emacs. And I'm all for that. So the idea of BLE is that others can package things, and we're seeing this in the form of redistributions. There is Doom, there is SpaceMax, and we are seeing the evolution of Emacs into layers. So there is the core Emacs, and there are layers on top of it. And Peter also mentioned about too much choice, this notion of not always too much choice is the right thing to have. And packaging Emacs with a layer on top of Debian gives you a platform and an environment where the choices are a lot less, and that is not necessarily a bad thing. So that was one idea. The other idea or the other theme throughout the various talks that we saw was this concept of mixing org mode with programming languages. And what Babel has done is two things. One is it has successfully integrated org mode with all kinds of languages. And that has happened in the context of literate programming. So a talk coming after mine is Literate Programming for the 21st Century, mixing org mode with program languages. And what I am saying is that there is an alternative, and that's great. But we should also consider traditional programming mixed with org mode. And poly mode is key to that. So those were some of the key concepts that I saw resonance with as the conference went forward.
Yeah, and I think if my memory serves me right, we have another talk about hyperbole this year, right after this Q&A session. And hyperbole, it's not org mode, but I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, Mohsen. You might have seen it from various talk last year, but it also tends to have a similar stance than you, with the fact that text should be embedded in programming languages rather than having org mode implement. I mean, integrate other languages. And I found it funny that we have your talk and this talk, which are about the other direction, which I find very resonative as well.
Right. In terms of other things that did not fit into my talk is that the several concepts that I introduced, namely dynamic blocks everywhere and Comiga, I'd be happy to expand on those by sharing a screen in due course, whatever is appropriate.
Sure. Considering the time that we have, we only have about 8:30, and we already have about five questions, actually. I suggest we perhaps leave the screen sharing until later if people are interested. I mean, this Q&A can last as long as you want.
That makes perfect sense.
Okay, cool. So how about if we focus on the question now and starting with the first one? You mentioned that there are two editions, one aimed at Westerners and one for worldwide readers. I'm from Brazil. Which edition would you recommend? It's a Western country, but you didn't make the distinction exclusive for the second edition, so I thought it would be better to ask.
Right. So definitely, I would say for everybody who is on this conference, the international edition is the right choice. In this book, I take some aggressive stance against intellectual property, and I link that specifically to the American culture. So there are pieces in the book where the typical American audience may be offended. And if your skin is thick enough to deal with what I consider reasonable criticism, then the international edition is definitely the better choice.
Right. So, yeah, edits, I believe you also mentioned it pretty much exactly the same thing in your talk. So if you need to review, just watch the talk, and I think Mohsen also provides extra information about this. Moving on to the second question. Thank you for this talk. How does your perspective interface with works such as Yanis Varoufakis' Techno-Feudalism?
I haven't read much of that. I think... there is a whole lot of global growth and collective understanding towards this notion that the direction we are headed in, and by that I mean American digital ecosystems, are dangerous. And that we should revisit the entirety of the model and strategy. If the person who asked the question has any additional information, I'll be happy to hear it.
Sure, we'll see if the person actually comes back to this. All right, in the meantime, moving on to the next question. To what extent do you agree that the introduction of proprietary systems in education creates an environment for exploitation, whilst at the same time diluting the learning value of the curriculum? My computing education at school amounted to learning how to use the Microsoft Office suite, i.e. the opposite of lasting open knowledge.
Yeah, that's right on the mark. That's right on the mark. So the idea... is that teaching and learning should be unrestricted. In the Muslim tradition and in Iranian tradition, we say that passing along the learning is the tax on having learned. Absolutely, I think it makes very little sense for the proprietary Microsoft software to be used as part of education. So the question is right on the mark.
Okay, great. Let me just take a note of this. All right, so moving on to the next question. As a specific example of how ownership is not something clean, look at the Star Trek Picard series. They continuously asked Patrick Stewart to come to do another Star Trek series, but it wouldn't, because Star Trek changed from what it used to be, at least until they came up with a series that honored what Star Trek used to be. Does this intersect? Does it make
sense? Let me read this for a moment and. Yeah, I am not sure I fully get the point, but let me make a point about my criticisms of the FOSS movement in the presentation and in the book. The idea is that we have jumped on the FOSS movement and recognize it as an alternative. But we haven't looked deeply enough to see if our own philosophy and movement have problems. The problems that I note is that the FOSS movement does not recognize clearly and explicitly that the entirety of the intellectual property rights regime is flawed. The second piece is that it's only now that we are seeing the FOSS movement is broader than the Western world. The third problem is that the labels of free software and open source are not necessarily correct. The fourth problem is that we are not paying enough attention to establishing a relationship with society. So there is a whole chapter in the book dedicated to this topic. What I'm not sure about is if I got the point of the question correctly. So again, if the person who asked the question could clarify, I'll be happy to further expand.
Okay, considering the time, we only have about 1 minute and 10 seconds until we go. So what we're going to do, as we usually do, Mohsen, is that we're going to move the stream onto the next talk. And if you want to take a little bit of time in this room to answer the question, I'm putting a link to the pad in the BBB chat, so you can open it on your end. But as we are still live for 15 more seconds, do you have any last words?
Keep up the good work. Those would be my last words, that the free software and the open source and Emacs are a very valid strategy for inside of IPR resistance. And thank you, Leo and Sasha and the rest of the folks for this wonderful yearly event.
Well, thank you so much, and it's always a pleasure to have you, and thank you for your thankings. So we'll be moving to the next talk in 10 seconds. Mohsen, thank you so much, and I'll see you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we are off air. So thank you so much, Mohsen. I'll need to get moving to get ready for the next talk. So again, feel free to take the time you need to answer the questions. I'm going to stop sharing my screen because I need to leave, but take all the time you need, and when you're finished, you can just leave the room.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Great. I see one more person in the room. Hi, John. I was looking at the questions to see if there is more that I can add. Through the regard of societal impacts on ethical philosophy and wider FOSS community. I'm involved in politics in my country. My party is very sympathetic to false ideas, and I have Do you have any recommendation to reading materials designed for such an audience? Yeah, this is with regard to the last question that's on the Etherpad at this moment. So the idea is that my own book would be an excellent resource, I'd say. And the bibliography in the book contains various other pointers that could be quite useful. I'm reading again. Yeah. Very good. If there are no other questions, I think I'm gonna consider this a day and move on. Thank you.